news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5, sitting at 66, but heading for a high around 90, says Dr. Bill. More with his forecast on the way right after we check traffic with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.
So far, we've got one accident. Mobile Police Department are clearing a Dan Gray Davis and Theodore Dawes. Not a major player. Looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway with no new wrecks in the roadways. From Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, it's a good ride. Also northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, no delays. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile. They can help with those dents and dings. With over 40 years' experience with a highly trained staff and guaranteed color matching for your vehicle. Bay City Collision, 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms and patchy fog, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. Text line is open at 343-0106. Also, check us out online, fmtalk1065.com, where you can take part in the online opinion poll question. Also, check weekend and weekday schedules and podcast all at fmtalk1065.com. Also, going on in our area, Panama City Beach this evening, President Trump in for an event. Doors open at 4 for this, and the president takes stage around 7 tonight. Speaking of the president, more on the president's approval numbers. Here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of our nation's capital this morning, where more than 1,000 Americans polled say the Mueller report nor subpoenas make a difference when it comes to their support of President Donald Trump. The latest Gallup report says that 46% of those polled say they approved of the job the president is doing. Now, that's up from 39% who said the same in March and 45% for April. These are considered high numbers, all-time high numbers, that is, for the Trump administration, with these higher approval numbers being reported after the Mueller investigation report into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The poll also comes amid strong job numbers and economic growth. Now, 50% of respondents in the same poll say they disapprove of the job that Mr. Trump is doing, and 4% they were not sure. Mr. Trump's approval rating among Republicans is at 91%. Only 12% of Democrats say they approve of the job that the president is doing. 37% of independents say the same. An escaped inmate on the run and authorities need your help putting him back behind bars. 52-year-old Mac Allen Cowan is an inmate with the Alabama Department of Corrections, last seen around 11:40 Tuesday morning before he escaped from the Mobile Work Release Center. According to ADOC records, he has spent a large amount of time in prison. This most recent lockup, Cowan was serving a 3-year sentence for credit card fraud and 2 counts of intent to distribute a controlled substance. He was set to be released in July of 2021. He was also previously sentenced to 10 years behind bars for receiving stolen property and burglary and released in March of 2012. And he also served nearly 5 years of a 15-year sentence for possession of chemicals with the intent to manufacture. Cowan's described as being bald, blue eyes, and a tattoo above his left eye. He's 5 feet 7. 7 inches and weighs 140 pounds. If you have information, call 1-800-831-8825. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and you're telling us, the clients, to be watering infrequently but watering deeply right now.
Yeah, you really want the lawn or your plants to go after the water you're putting out. So if you're watering every day, water stays up around where that root zone is. It never has to reach out and go after it. So you're building healthier roots by watering infrequently and watering deeply.
But then again, that watering regimen may change at my house or your house or somebody else's throughout the seasons.
Yeah, so watering frequency, how long, how often, how many days. I mean, that's going to change as you move throughout the year, more, sometimes less. And it's really going to change from landscape to landscape. There's different watering requirements for each landscape. So that's really why we built a program for our irrigation tech to come out different times throughout the year to set your irrigation up, customized for your landscape.
All right, I want to do that. So how do we get in touch?
Well, you give us a call, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com, or you can reach us on any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is shot at a car wash in Jackson, Alabama over loud music. The Jackson mayor's office confirms to News 5 the victim approached a man at the Pump House car wash on Highway 43, asking him to turn down his music. The two men began fighting over the volume, then shots were fired. We're working to get more information this morning. Police are investigating a hit-and-run crash Tuesday night. A pedestrian was hit by a car just after 10 o'clock near Mobile Highway and New Warrington Road. Investigators have not yet released a description of the car or the condition of the victim. President Donald Trump will visit the Florida Panhandle today before a campaign rally this evening. He'll tour damage from Hurricane Michael for a second time. People in the hardest-hit areas want him to see the progress they've made and what still needs to be done. And drivers expressed concerns about a $3 to $6 toll at the first of two public meetings about a new Mobile River Bridge. The second meeting will be held tomorrow at the Mobile Civic Center. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Want to make a job change? Looking for your first job? Either way, you'll want to be at the 21st Annual Business Expo and Job Fair this Thursday at the grounds from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You'll be able to meet with hundreds of businesses offering positions and training opportunities. FM Talk 106.5 will be broadcasting live from noon to 2. Join us at the largest comprehensive job fair in the region, the Business Expo and Job Fair this Thursday at the grounds, presented by the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Game 7 sudden death overtime in the NHL, blowout wins in basketball, and a no-hitter in baseball. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NBA playoffs, Toronto crushed Philadelphia 125-89 to take a 3-2 series lead in their second-round series. Toronto's Kawhi Leonard scored a series-low 21 points because the rest of his team did their part on offense, with six Raptors scoring at least double-digit points. Here's Kyle Lowry talking about taking the pressure off of his teammate, Leonard.
We still had 21 points. He was aggressive, 13 rebounds, and, you know, he had a big double-double, but he didn't have to, like, you know, do everything with offensively. And
Toronto can advance to the Eastern Conference Finals for the second time in four seasons with a victory in Game 6 at Philadelphia tomorrow night. In the late game, the Denver Nuggets led wire-to-wire in a 124-98 win over Portland. The Nuggets now lead the series 3-2 and are a win away from their first trip to the Western Conference Finals in a decade. Denver's Nikola Jokic continued his dominant postseason with 25 points and 19 rebounds. After the game, he said he's not forcing it. It's just coming to him.
I'm just taking whatever game gives me.
I love Jokic. He's got the best quotes after the game. Game 6 tomorrow night in Portland. Oklahoma City Thunder forward Paul George will miss the start of his team's 2019 preseason training camp after he underwent surgery Tuesday to repair a partially torn tendon in his right shoulder. Adrian Wojnarowski and Royce Young of ESPN first reported the news yesterday. George averaged a career-high 28 points and 8 rebounds per game this season. In the NHL playoffs, the St. Louis Blues advanced to the Western Conference Final with a 2-1 win in double overtime of Game 7 against the Dallas Stars.
Blues control. This is Thomas. Thomas shoots. Just behind him.
That's the Blues' Patrick Maroon scoring the game winner nearly 6 minutes into the second overtime. It's the first time in NHL history that three playoff series have been decided in overtime in Game 7 in the same year. St. Louis will face the winner of the San Jose-Colorado series in the conference final. That Game 7 will be played tonight in San Jose at 8 o'clock. In NFL news, Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul's 2019 season may be over before it even begins. ESPN reported yesterday that Pierre-Paul suffered a potentially season-ending fractured neck in a single car crash last week in South Florida. The 30-year-old will likely need surgery and will reportedly be visiting with neck specialists at some point this week to get their opinion on whether he has a chance to return in 2019. JPP led the Tampa defense last season with 12.5 sacks. He's also, of course, known for continuing to play at a high level in the NFL after losing fingers from his right hand in a 2015 fireworks accident. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars beat Southeastern Louisiana 14-4 to pick up their fifth win in a row. The Jags hit four homers in the win and scored 9 runs over the final 2 innings. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears shut out Jacksonville 2-0. Mobile's Jamai Jones hit his first home run of the season, and pitcher Jason Alexander struck out a career-high 9 batters in the shutout win over the Jumbo Shrimp. They continue the home series against Jacksonville tonight at 6:35 at Hank Aaron Stadium. And in the majors, Atlanta lost to the LA Dodgers for the second night in a row. LA's Justin Turner hit 3 home runs in the Dodgers' 9-0 shutout victory. And the Oakland Athletics shut out Cincinnati 2-0 with A's pitcher Mike Fiers pitching the second no-hitter of his career.
Swing and a miss. He did it. He did it. Mike Fiers for the second time in his career has thrown a no-hitter.
It's the first no-hitter in the major leagues this season. 6:17 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Jim Gaffigan, the Grammy-nominated comedian, actor, writer, best-selling author, and father of 5, is coming to the amphitheater at the Warp Saturday, May 11th. And FM Talk is giving you the chance to exercise your funny bone and win tickets on Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile.
Part of the C Spire concert series, the Quality Time Tour.
Jim Gaffigan, coming to the amphitheater at the Warp in May. Win tickets every weekday morning and midday right here on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms and patchy fog, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. One accident they're clearing now, just coming off of Nan Gray Davis and Theodore Dawes. Beyond that, it's been a good start so far, coming across the Bayway from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. Downtown looks good through the tunnels to the 1065 split, but no other wrecks in the roadways. Summertime's right around the corner. That means fun in the sun and the water. Bamba Flooring's got you covered with over 300 waterproof flooring options to choose from. Check out the selection in Robertsdale on Highway 59 and see them at BambaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 620 FM Talk 106.5. This week, I tell you, this week I'm bothered. I have been watching the text line, have not seen ladies chiming in, so I'm chiming in for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, and these jobs are not all jobs exclusive to ladies, but I'll say this, females absolutely dominate these professions. Mm-hmm. I was bothered at first because it was National Teachers Week, right, and National Nurses Week at the same time.
Yeah, overlapping, okay? Two of the, you know, women are known for
women dominated.
Exactly.
These, okay,
I wouldn't want a man to be my nurse.
I would. Listen, there's some great male nurses. What I'm saying is those are two, like if I say welder, okay, mm-hmm, there are women that weld.
Right.
But it's male-dominated.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, nursing, female-dominated. Teaching, even though there are plenty of male teachers, mm-hmm. it's female-dominated. Mother's Day, pretty much dominated by females as well. That's all this
part,
week. That's
yes.
all this week, okay? And then I looked up today, National Receptionist Day.
Oh, no.
Oh. Definitely dominated by women. They're putting them all in the same week. Why not spread? Why not spread that out?
Come on.
And in addition, though, there's another. You know how they have so many national whatever days. It overlaps now. Mm-hmm. Today's also National Have a Coke Day.
Okay.
All right.
National who's behind that?
We'll talk about that when we come back. Also, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for an update on our forecast for the rest of the work week and a look forward at the weekend. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Alabama legislature's hard at work for you. This as the Equal Pay Bill, sponsored by Representative Adeline Clark, wins bipartisan approval from the Commerce and Small Business Committee on Tuesday. Representative Clark says, quote, "Today is a great day for the people of Alabama. This legislation, which will ensure equal pay for equal work, will strengthen our families across the state." So here's how it works. House Bill 225 would prohibit an employer from paying any of its employees at lower rates than those paid to employees of the opposite sex for substantially similar work. Now, Alabama and Mississippi were the last two remaining states prohibiting employers from paying workers differently based solely on their gender. This legislation now moves forward to the House floor. An 18-year-old under arrest and charged with shooting into an occupied vehicle and reckless endangerment. Last Monday, Mobile police responded to a shots fired call just before 2 p.m. on Leo Street here in the Port City. Once there, authorities say they learned that three people were walking in the street when a vehicle tried to pass them. The driver of that vehicle and those same three people that were walking, well, they got into an argument. Two of the people walking then fired shots at the vehicle, with a few of those shots hitting the vehicle. The driver had their own weapon and also fired back. The three pedestrians then took off. After a search of the area, 18-year-old Darrell Wiggins, he was arrested. The investigation continues at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 622, 66 now at our studios. Dr. Bill says expect that high today right around 90. We'll get details with his forecast coming your way just about 12 minutes from right now. Our credit card bills keeping you up at night. Interest rates in the double digits. Think about it. Have you checked that rate on your credit card statement? Well, you could be smart and pay off your credit card balances and maybe get a better night's sleep with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. You can save thousands in interest, and you get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. Hey, and if y'all want to save even more, you can get an additional interest rate discount on top of the already great low rates. The only way to get that discount is to go to LightStream.com/Sullivan, my last name. Website LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Sullivan for more information. And yep, it is National Coke Day. There you go. Big finish. All right. Coca-Cola turns 133 years old today.
Wow.
So their happy birthday, Coca-Cola. Of course, back in the old days, you know, when it was started there in Atlanta, of course, they were putting cocaine in it.
Of course. You can't hear someone talk about Coca-Cola and, right. and someone not bring up that interesting fact.
That's right. So but things have changed.
A little bit.
I mean, there's other things that are probably not good for you, the Coca-Cola, but, but it's not cocaine.
Yeah, sugar is not cocaine.
Well, I don't know. They say it's probably, you know, it's addictive for human mm-hmm. beings.
For some kids, it's
for
probably
some grown-ups.
It's, yeah, for some grown-ups, it seems like cocaine.
Yeah, so a new survey out have found, they did a little survey here for National Coke Day, and survey found, I thought this was pretty interesting, 1 in 9 Americans aren't necessarily talking about Coca-Cola when they say they want a Coke.
Mm.
Okay, they're talking about us right here in the South, right?
Yeah.
Because people will say, hey, stop at the store. I could say to the missus, I could say, hey, stop at the store. We need some Cokes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what kind? Okay, we need Diet Coke. We need, you know, whatever.
Some Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Thunder, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So over the umbrella of stop and get some Cokes, then we talk about what kind of Cokes do you want. I speak that. We tried to change it some at our house, not even purposely, just adding a variety of words for the children, for their vocabulary, so they get a little expanded view. And we say what they say. 8% of people say, we'll get to that that in just a second. Over 3,000 Americans were asked what word they normally use for a carbonated beverage. Mm-hmm. All right, 11% in the survey said they use Coke as a generic term for all soft drinks. Okay. So on occasion, I fall into that.
11%.
Yeah. Do you ever fall?
I'm actually pretty specific when I say what I want. If I'm asking for, I don't call them all Cokes.
You just go ahead and say, I want some Mountain Dew. I want some Dr. Thunder.
Yes, I'm pretty specific. I don't say soda. I don't
say Mr. Pibb.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, grab me some Mr. Pibbs.
When's the last time I had a Mr. Pibb? All right. So out of their survey, 56% of Americans say soda. Okay. Ding, ding, ding. That's the one that we have added to our vocabulary.
That's actually what I say the most, I would say.
That's what we've added to our vocabulary at the house. Wife and I may say Coke to each other, but we also throw soda in because I think it's fair for the kids to have that word to work off. 13% say
pop.
Pop. not allowed in our house.
No, not here either.
Nobody says pop or soda pop. We'll say soda. We will say soda. We don't say soda pop. We don't say pop. 11%, like we said Coke. 8% say soft drink. I do that too. Mm-hmm. I say soft drink as well.
Yeah, lots of that in the restaurant world, I'm sure.
To make sure they're not talking about pouring a bourbon drink. Right. That's a hard drink. I guess we use three of them. We use Coke, we use soda, and we use soft drink in our house. We don't say pop, though.
How many what's the percentage of sodi?
There's no sody, but 5% say soda pop.
Okay, but
like it's the 1950s.
And probably 2% of them are sody pop.
Yes, yeah, that's right. 2% they said fizzy drink. I've never heard anybody in my life call it. stop and get some fizzy drinks.
No, that sounds like something Harry Carey would say. Yeah, I'm a Diet Coke guy.
Yeah, it's not fizzy drink.
No.
73% of the people from the Northeast and 63% in the West say soda. 41% in the Midwest say pop, and just 39% say soda.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. As efforts move forward to build a new Mobile River Bridge, tolls continue to be the point of contention. The first of two public meetings was held last night in Spanish Fort. Drivers expressed concerns about the $3 to $6 toll. A second public meeting will be held tomorrow at the Mobile Civic Center beginning at 4:30. Covering Baldwin County, shots were fired at a McDonald's drive-thru in Fairhope. Fairhope police say a 16-year-old was arguing with two other men Monday night when 18-year-old Jason Coulage of Louisiana pulled out a gun. He initially pushed the gun into the teen's ribs, according to police, but as he pulled it away, the gun fired. No one was hurt. A man wanted for attempted murder in Pensacola has been captured in Los Angeles. U.S. Marshals arrested Ralph Waldo Emerson. Emerson is accused of stabbing a man at the intersection of Dunwoody Drive and Dean Road on April 10th. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
Hi, I need help. I was driving my dad's car, and then this other car came out of nowhere, and...
That's a pretty big dent there.
Can you fix it before he gets back in town?
Sure, but how are you going to pay for it?
My dad's credit card?
Okay, young lady, we got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
There was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest, back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. It was amazing. We could hear the sounds of the forest all around us. Frogs singing and owls calling and a creek nearby. I'll definitely never forget it.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Iran is threatening this morning to partially abandon the multi-nation nuclear deal unless a new deal is reached as the strain of renewed U.S. sanctions squeezes its economy. Meanwhile, an American aircraft carrier group is still heading toward the region, and correspondent Michelle Kosinski explains why.
Iran has been moving ballistic missiles around in the Persian Gulf. The U.S. sees that as a specific, credible, direct threat to U.S. assets in the region and its allies.
There are reports in London that British Prime Minister Theresa May is close to setting out a timetable for her departure from office, with an announcement of the date possibly coming today. The House Judiciary Committee is moving ahead with a vote this morning to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. Last-minute talks over congressional access to the full, unredacted Mueller report failed. Drivers for Uber and Lyft will turn off their apps today to protest what they call declining wages at a time both companies are raking in billions. Wall Street stock futures showing steep losses now. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Google has announced new privacy tools intended to give people more control over how they're being tracked on the go or in their home, part of a broader effort by big tech companies to counter increasing scrutiny of their data collection practices. Google also announced updates for its artificially intelligent voice assistant, as well as a cheaper Pixel phone and a rebranding of its smart home products. Honda posted weaker than expected quarterly earnings, even though revenue for the Japanese automaker edged above the company's forecast. But the company predicts a sales drop for the new fiscal year. The forecast highlights the struggles Honda's been facing amid the company's car-heavy lineup in an age of sales strength for pickups and SUVs. Doctors in China have been experimenting with deep brain stimulation to cure drug addiction. So far, Western attempts to push forward with human trials have floundered, but a new clinical trial in West Virginia has been greenlighted by the FDA and could start as early as June. On Wall Street, futures moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a 3-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Win before you can buy them. Widespread. Panic.
Hiding in the tall grass. Meanwhile, hiding in the tall grass.
Widespread Panic, 2 nights at the Pensacola Bay Center, Saturday and Sunday, Labor Day weekend.
Come on, Jack. Smell these coconuts.
Tickets on sale this Friday at 10, but listen to Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile for your chance to win them before you can buy them from FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35, FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, down the 60s this morning, but yesterday warmed up again in the afternoon.
Well, it was the first day that we reached 90 degrees.
Wow.
90 even, yes. And we had a low of 60 in the morning and 90 in the afternoon, so
wow.
30 degree difference in temperature. And we've had another warm day today, and it's going to be more humid. And we might even see a shower or two this afternoon, and it could be a shower or possibly a thunderstorm. And only a small coverage. Again, temperatures will be in the mid-80s. Now, tonight, there is a slight chance that we could see a thunderstorm or a shower, and also there's a possibility of fog developing after midnight tonight. Looks like the lows will be in the 70s tonight, 72 degrees for the low tomorrow morning. And then for Thursday, for tomorrow, partly cloudy, a few afternoon thunderstorms are possible with temperatures again in the mid-80s. Now, looking ahead to Friday and the weekend, Friday, a mostly cloudy day with a chance of some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Saturday, same thing, mostly cloudy, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, primarily in the afternoon, and the temperatures will be in the mid-80s. What we're going to see over the weekend is a cold front that will move into Mississippi. It will stall on Friday and Saturday, but then on Sunday it will begin to move in our direction. So on Sunday, a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the lower 80s. That front will then move through late Sunday, and we'll see an improvement Monday and Tuesday. It'll be mostly sunny, not as humid. Just a slight chance of a shower both days, and highs will be in the lower 80s. So looks like Saturday, scattered thunderstorms primarily in the afternoon, and then Sunday, a good chance for showers and thunderstorms. And as I mentioned, temperatures will be in the low 80s, and will clear off on Monday.
You said Saturday, mostly afternoon for the thunderstorms. Is Sunday all day, or is it an afternoon
Sunday
thing?
Could be at any time. Showers in the morning, and then, of course, in the afternoon, very likely. And then things should improve Sunday evening.
You see, a guy like me, desperate for the weekends, trying to find some. Well, what about this window of time, Dr. Bill? Can I? Okay, so it's going to be tough for Saturday afternoon and all day Sunday. And Dr. Bill, the rain showers. I mean, this is still frontal, right? This is not the afternoon sea breeze pop up summertime deal.
That's right. Still a weather front that'll be coming out of the Great Plains and. As what normally happens this time of the year, they begin to slow down the forward motion. So it will come across Mississippi and Alabama very slowly. And then finally on Sunday, it will move through. And then things will improve for a few days.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 6:38, we'll check traffic next.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a few accidents we've had now cleared out the roadways. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort checking in accident-free, and a good ride with no delays. Northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. We've had a great start to the morning. And Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. You get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing or $4,000 in savings, model 2554. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All
right, 640 FM Talk, 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Dalton, send me the link to that story, how to do it there. Mm-hmm. You said the new iOS for Apple. Well, see, as a father of a teenager,
yes,
here, this is important for me to know. Not that I need it yet, but at some point I might need it. He said Apple's going to let parents do what?
Block their children from communicating with specific contacts. Do you think you'll need that?
Yes, I do. Although I'll tell you right now, I'm also open-eyed and aware enough to realize that as parents get hold of any kind of technology to rein in what the children are doing on their phones and social media, they will go end around. There's a way around everything.
Yep.
All you can do is hope to slow them down. If you think that things are like a concrete wall and it will, you know, oh, if I do this, then the kid, now you still have to constantly monitor said behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I have no reason yet, but I have no doubt that she being my progeny, that there'll be some reason for me to block her from doing something if she gets older.
Yeah, odds are there's already an app for that.
Yes.
There already are ways to get around it.
As soon as they create the thing to stop the thing, mm-hmm, the new thing has started to go around the thing.
Yep.
All right, 641, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. When you think of Walmart, you probably think of groceries, household items, maybe back-to-school supplies. But what about pet services? On Tuesday, the nation's largest retailer announced that they're launching their online pet pharmacy, and they're expanding in-store veterinary clinics as well. Walmart will also carry a large assortment of pet foods, including organic options. Walmart says their customers can purchase prescription pet medications at WalmartPetRx.com and have those prescriptions delivered directly to their door. Medications from more than 300 brands will be available for animals ranging from dogs and cats to horses and livestock. Company said in a press release, quote, by working directly with veterinarians to receive and fill prescriptions, we're able to save busy pet parents some time, which could mean another walk around the block for Cooper and a new collar for Whiskers. In-store pharmacies will be stocked with the 30 most requested pet medications. The expansion of in-store vet clinics will begin in May and June in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and then that will expand over the next 12 months. Did you know millennial dog owners spend up to $1,285 a year on their pets, with the majority going toward vet care, vaccinations, food, and supplies? Happening this week, District 1 residents here in Mobile, you are invited by City Councilman Fred Richardson to get important updates from local industry leaders and more information on job training programs and local employment opportunities as well. The Moffett Road Community Meeting is this Thursday, May 9th at 6 p.m. Companies and organizations invited to attend are Bishop State Community College, Mobile County Personnel Board, and Walmart Distribution Center, as well as a credit expert and Lifelines Counseling Services. The meeting is at 6 p.m. at Forest Hill Elementary School on Moffett Road. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I've bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle, so I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow! Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are gonna pop.
I'm gonna need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Hello. This is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is shot at a car wash in Jackson, Alabama over loud music. The Jackson mayor's office confirms to News 5 the victim approached a man at the Pump House car wash on Highway 43, asking him to turn down his music. The two men began fighting over the volume, then shots were fired. We're working to get more information this morning. Police are investigating a hit-and-run crash Tuesday night. A pedestrian was hit by a car just after 10 o'clock near Mobile Highway and New Warrington Road. Investigators have not yet released a description of the car or the condition of the victim. President Donald Trump will visit the Florida Panhandle today before a campaign rally this evening. He'll tour damage from Hurricane Michael for a second time. People in the hardest hit areas want him to see the progress they've made and what still needs to be done. And drivers expressed concerns about a $3 to $6 toll at the first of two public meetings about a new Mobile River Bridge. The second meeting will be held tomorrow at the Mobile Civic Center. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Game 7 sudden death overtime in the NHL, blowout wins in basketball, and a no-hitter in baseball. Quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs, Toronto crushed Philadelphia 125-89 to take a 3-2 series lead in their second-round series. Toronto's Kawhi Leonard scored a series-low 21 points because the rest of the team did their part on offense, with six Raptors scoring at least double-digit points. Here's Kyle Lowry talking about taking the pressure off of his teammate Leonard.
We still had 21 points. He was aggressive, 13 rebounds, and, you know, he had a big double-double, but he didn't have to, like, you know, do everything with offensively. And
Toronto can advance to the Eastern Conference Finals for the second time in four seasons with a victory in Game 6 at Philadelphia tomorrow night. In the late game, the Denver Nuggets led wire-to-wire in a 124-98 win over Portland. The Nuggets now lead that series 3-2 and are a win away from their first trip to the Western Conference Finals in a decade. Denver's Nikola Jokic continued his dominant postseason with 25 points and 19 rebounds. After the game, he told the press that he's not forcing it.
I'm just taking whatever game gives me.
Game 6 is tomorrow night in Portland. Oklahoma City Thunder forward Paul George will miss the start of his team's 2019-2020 preseason training camp at minimum after he underwent surgery yesterday to repair a partially torn tendon in his right shoulder. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN first reported the news. George averaged a career-high 28 points and 8 rebounds per game this season. In the NHL playoffs, the St. Louis Blues advanced to the Western Conference Final with a 2-1 win in double overtime against the Dallas Stars.
This is Thomas.
It's the Blues' Patrick Maroon scoring the game winner with nearly 6 minutes into the second overtime. It's the first time in NHL history that three playoff series have been decided in overtime in Game 7 in the same year. St. Louis will face the winner of the San Jose-Colorado series in the conference final. That Game 7 will be played tonight in San Jose at 8 o'clock. In NFL news, Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul's 2019 season may be over before it even begins. ESPN reported yesterday that Pierre-Paul suffered a potentially season-ending fractured neck in a single car crash last week in South Florida. The 30-year-old will likely need surgery and will reportedly be visiting with neck specialists at some point this week to get their opinions on whether he has a chance to return in 2019. JPP led the Tampa defense last season with 12.5 sacks. He's also known for continuing to play at a high level in the NFL after losing fingers from his right hand in a 2015 fireworks accident. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars beat Southeastern Louisiana 14-4 to pick up their fifth win in a row. The Jags hit four homers in the win and scored 9 runs over the final 2 innings. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears shut out Jacksonville 2-0. Mobile's Jamai Jones hit his first home run of the season, and pitcher Jason Alexander struck out a career-high 9 batters in the shutout win over the Jumbo Shrimp. The Bay Bears continue the home series against Jacksonville tonight at 6:35 at Hank Aaron Stadium. In the majors, Atlanta lost to the L.A. Dodgers for the second night in a row. L.A.'s Justin Turner hit 3 home runs in the Dodgers' 9-0 shutout victory. And the Oakland Athletics shut out Cincinnati 2-0 with A's pitcher Mike Fiers pitching the second no-hitter of his career.
Swing and a miss! He did it! He did it! Mike Fiers for the second time in his career.
And that That's the first no-hitter in the major leagues this season. 10 minutes till 7 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. And guess what? They're a finalist again today in the 2019 Lanyap Nappies. You can start voting today at votenappies.com. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers have told us no new wrecks in the roadways. Good ride again across the Bayway and the Causeway coming in from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. Light traffic and no delays from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Mom deserves the very best. For Mother's Day, call Mom and invite her to the elegant brunch at the historic Crystal Ballroom at the Battle House Hotel this Sunday, featuring carving stations and great selections of sweets. Call 338-5441 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms and patchy fog, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas fireplace and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
FM Talk 106.5 is giving you the chance to win tickets. Brian Adams, the Shine a Light Tour. Coming to the Wharf Friday, May 10th. All the hits. Be a part of it. Brian Adams and the Shine a Light Tour. Tickets on sale now, but you can win a pair from FM Talk 106.5. Just listen to Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile for your chance to win.
At 6:53, FM Talk 106.5, your chance to win some tickets to go check out that Brian Adams show coming up this morning right here on Mobile Mornings. That and a whole lot more. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you're looking for a new job, this is your week as a job fair is happening at the grounds this Thursday from 9 to 2 p.m. Dozens and dozens, and I mean dozens of high-profile local and international companies are listed to be in attendance, and that includes our very own FM Talk 106.5, Spectrum Resorts, Ingalls Shipbuilding, Spring Hill Medical Center, Alabama Army National Guard, Airbus Final Assembly Line, Mobile County Commission, SEZ Aerospace, University of South Alabama, Genesis Industrial Staffing, Goodwill Eastersills of the Gulf Coast, and many, many more. Again, that's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Saturday at the grounds, and this job fair is absolutely free. Just be sure to bring multiple copies of your resume and dress to impress. We're just a few days or perhaps a few hours away from the kickoff of graduation season for some of you. And this morning, we want to celebrate the special signing day happening at Robertsdale High School over in Baldwin County. Principal Joe Sharp says that more than 26 of his students are expected to sign letters of intent to five branches of the U.S. military. And that includes the National Guard, the Marine Corps, Army, Navy, and Air Force. Robertsdale High School is well known for their award-winning JROTC program, which continues to be one of the biggest in the county. The Armed Services Signing Day is May 9th, beginning at 9 a.m. at Robertsdale High School. And let me say, on behalf of FM Talk 106.5, we thank you for your service. Happening this Saturday, a family fun event, and it's absolutely free. Creek Fest is Saturday, May 11th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Tricentennial Park. And you're invited to the celebration, which includes a cane pole fishing tournament, music, door prizes, and educational exhibits. And calling all Boy Scouts, there are also opportunities for you to earn your merit badges. And did you know Three Mile Creek was the city's first source of drinking water and one of Mobile's historic waterways? This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Glad we're trying to do something to take that back as a waterway, not a trash pile. It's actually, there's sections of Three Mile where they've done their work. They're really pretty cool looking, and it's good. I would love to have it restored to the point that it's not some sketchy thing with flowing garbage every time it rains, which we've made improvements, but it sure as heck still not fixed. But, you know, you have like Tricentennial Park and other parks along it, and the idea of this blue way or green way, in other words, like a path that would travel down where you could bicycle or walk or whatever, from one end of 3 Mile down to the other, I think it'd be pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, that's something we can all agree on, right? That we don't want trash in our creeks.
Now, there's probably somebody who likes the idea that says, yeah, we need to pollute the water more. We gotta put more stuff in the water. I hope, you say it, and it's true. I would believe that 95% of people, that's one of the things, like on Earth Day, and that I always talk about, people get so hung up in this debate, this global debate, anthropogenic global warming and all these things, when I go, you know, if a little of that energy was expended locally, you know how I kind of local is my thing.
Yeah.
And I think locally people can agree. I don't care what your political stripes are or wherever you come from. Water is one of the things that makes it great to live where we are. So everything we can do to keep the sewage out of the water.
Yes.
So we don't have these reports all the time. Stinking trash out of the water. Mm-hmm. Throwing your trashy stuff out of your vehicle and having it wash into our waterways. Things that can be done to protect our waterways and our bay and the Gulf are all very good things. We should be able to... It shouldn't be the idea... Think about it. I've grown up here, and the idea of, like, I would never get in that water right there. I'll get in this water over here, but I would never get in that water over there. Wouldn't it be cool if, kind of like most places you go, yeah, I get in that water.
Yeah, unless it's a retention pond.
Right.
We should be allowed to get in any water.
You shouldn't
here.
Be like sketched out because you wouldn't have, I mean, think about that. And that's a goal that I think people can agree on, and you could apply finance, but you can also apply muscle and volunteerism here locally and have it to where, you know, if your kids go put their toe in any general given piece of water around here, you don't have to go, oh no, we're going to have to scrub that foot when we get... All right, 657, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Check news with News 5 next.